This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. By the way, we broadcast to great radio stations, just like the one you're listening to, all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That starts with our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail here, there, and everywhere, and your packages wherever they need to go, keeping America moving along. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers out there going everywhere and anywhere. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and take advantage of all the different things that we have to offer over there. And in the meantime, we have on the telephone line our pal Kyle Warren, the host of the Kyle Warren Show. And by the way, he is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
All right, thank you. Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yes, yes, and yes. And it's 62 degrees. It's cloudy. The rain has stopped. So that's a good thing, and everybody's going to go back inside because there's a little bit of wind, and they don't want to get any of that drippage coming onto them off the roof and whatnot. So how do you like that?
Yes, I understand.
Are you ready to say the pledge, by the way?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got a question for you. You ready?
Okay.
House Republicans are digging into, and rightly so, information about why Hunter Biden's art sales, his paintings, are still generating tens of thousands and, in some cases, millions of dollars. What is the deal there? With somebody who, some of the paintings I've seen, I wouldn't give you 50 cents for.
Well, no kidding. No kidding. Well, let's see. I wonder, does it have anything to do with him being the son of the vice president, the then vice president, now the president, and being able to parlay that in people giving him, just theoretically, right? Theoretically, people giving him money and for a, quote, painting, piece of art, and then, but yet that's really an entree into the big guy.
Well, he's peddling influence.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what's going on, and nobody can say anything any different. Now, is he recording and reporting the sales with the money? Maybe, because I understand some of this could be coming in the form of a donation for something, but we'll see. I'm not really sure, so I'm not going to say a lot more other than what I just said. Now, severe weather pounding the southeast, snowstorm hitting the northeast and the upper Midwest, colder temperatures are all back again as we say hello to winter, who kind of left us for a little while.
Well, that's right. That's right. But yet, back with a vengeance, unfortunately.
Yep. And we'll let everybody know what's going on here with this hour's Truckers Highway and Byway Report, because it's changing as we speak again. By the way, Speaker Kevin McCarthy says that the New York Congressman Santos will be removed if it can be proven he broke the law.
Well, you know, certainly anybody else who's a member of Congress who openly breaks the law and we find out about it and so forth, I think there are mechanisms for that. So, and Santos, though, is almost, I almost hate to say a special case, but gee whiz, I mean, this guy really just didn't care what he was doing, and almost the whole thing's a joke. It's a real disservice, Captain, to not only his district but our nation.
Lying is not against the law.
Right.
So
exactly.
They can't remove him for that, and that's part of the problem. We'll see what happens here. By the way, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has introduced a bill that will delay the tax credits given to electric vehicles. Interesting.
Well, of course. Well, where does a lot of coal come from? So forth. It's very interesting that, of course, you know, even here in California, Captain, we've got, 2035, when they can't have any more internal combustion engines to be sold. We'll see. We'll just see if that really actually does occur. I guess a lot of that would be predicated on the idea that there would be subsidies for the electric vehicles for people.
And I'm not sure where this is going to go, but I'll get it out there because we are going to break. We'll talk about more on the other side of the break. But Carrie Lake has not given up her her shot at the governor's race in Arizona. They have discovered what appears to be 40,000 illegal votes that were counted in the Arizona gubernatorial race. I don't know what can be done, if anything. We'll find out. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. Appreciate you doing that for us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell. Of course, he is the owner of MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Go over there and check out the MyPillow website. And when you go over there, make sure that you go into the logo link that says Radio Listener Specials. It's a box that says Radio Listener Specials. You double-click on there, and you go into a separate page. You'll see all kinds of things on sale at reduced prices, much lower than what's on the home page. Now, that's what it's all about, saving a bunch of money. You can save 80, 90% on some of the items that are being discontinued or they're selling out of. And you can also find other deals there. The buy one, get one, and all that stuff is over there on the Radio Listener Specials page. All you need is the promo code CAPTAIN. It'll ask you for a promo code. Your promo code will be the word CAPTAIN. So, MyPillow.com. The Radio Listener Specials page, promo code CAPTAIN, and if you want to talk to a live person on the phone line, you can do that too by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Take advantage of that. And also check out mystore.com. Same thing, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
Now, looking at Carrie Lake, she has said that they, her people, have found 40,000 votes that were illegally counted in Arizona in the governor's election. Now, I don't know that it means anything once you certify an election, which it has been certified and it's been challenged and the court upheld the certification. I don't know that you can do anything
once it has been certified. What do you think?
No, I think you're absolutely right. It would be unprecedented for a court to set aside an election like that, I believe, only because, Captain, you know, it's based on the premise that there are these 40,000 votes that were, quote, illegally counted. So what's to stop the next at the next election that the other side comes up and says, well, we found these votes that were not counted correctly, so now we need to be installed in as the winner, as it were. But what it does is it points out the huge problems with the electoral process and counting the votes and making sure the votes are legitimate to begin with. So she may have a good political foundation to stand on for the next election cycle, but I think it really does hinge on this particular thing. How is all this being perceived? If she's being perceived by the electorate as a crusading warrior who's trying to right a great wrong, that's one thing. But if she's looking being perceived as somebody who can't let go of this thing, then that's a whole other thing that would even harm her on trying to get into like run for Senate, for example, let's say.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, the new Convention of States poll has come out, and it's about the Republican National Committee's chairperson, who that could be. And it says, who do you support? It's got Ronald McDaniel, it's got Mike Lindell, and it's got Harmy Dillon. And the results of the poll were, in the basement, and I find this hard to believe, but that's the poll, in the basement, just 6% wanted Ronald McDaniel to remain as the chairwoman.
Well, that's not necessarily surprising, only because, of course, the red wave didn't materialize. It was kind of it wasn't a red wave. It was something much smaller than that, obviously. And so that's one place to start looking. And a lot of times conventional wisdom is, well, you make a big change. So whether or not that really does happen, we'll see. But it's not surprising that that right now, because this is one of the things that can be changed, and that is the RNC chairperson.
And I find it very difficult to believe that Mike Lindell, who owns MyPillow.com, has even got the time to do this, because this is a $400,000 a year full-time job.
Well, that's really true. It also entails having to navigate, I think, all the different aspects of the party. One of the things that, in other words, so there are others who might have already a lot of that road experience, as it were, to try to take that on. Mike Lindell would certainly raise the awareness. He'd certainly be much more visible, I think, in that role than previous chairpersons. But of course, Captain, the problem with the GOP right now is to get a cohesive message. We saw what the Democrats did back in the last election,
yep.
And that was they had abortion. That was it. But they were cohesive about it. That's what the GOP needs to emulate in this case.
Now, Boeing, who's a company that likes to make money, posted $663 million in fourth quarter losses despite higher revenue. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. It's a very I know it's a very complex thing, but in terms of what's been happening globally with air travel, we're now starting to see it start to come back. But we had a lot of airplanes that were just sent out to the desert, right, to be stored or to be completely retired. We've seen the last of the 747s. There was the one last one that rolled off the assembly line just recently, and that was it's not a passenger plane, it's a cargo plane.
Right.
In terms of where air travel is going and how much of the recovery, although we've seen a lot of people traveling lately, but the future is not necessarily mapped out yet for the success of companies like Boeing.
I've seen what I think are two different 747 cargo planes, UPS planes, flying into the airport over here in the last week. I believe there are different ones. It could be the same, because you never know if they don't fly them out and fly them back, but I think they were different.
Yes, exactly. So again, and even so, just recently we've seen a huge problem, not just with the weather, but with having crews and pilots in order to operate these routes.
Now, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm criticized the Republicans for introducing a bill intended to protect the nation's strategic petroleum reserve, which our Department of Energy and Joe Biden keeps giving permission to sell for way down below way above what we paid for it to begin with, which means they're making money. Now, are they using it to pay down the deficit? No. They're just using it for the general revenue fund. So something's not right about that, and until they do the right thing, I don't support selling our oil to anybody. We need to keep it for ourselves, let alone China, whose name keeps getting mentioned.
Well, of course. And again, I think, Captain, that the Biden administration began to sell off this oil to give the perception that it was doing something to combat the high gas prices that, you know, everybody was railing about. But, of course, it doesn't have any real effect on that. But all it is a positive political story to say today the president ordered mm-hmm. such and such millions of barrels of oil. Mm-hmm. And it's only political theater.
Well, the bill was H.R. 21, which would limit the drawdown of oil on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The Department of Energy has produced a plan to increase the percentage of federal lands leased for oil and gas production. And Granholm accused Republicans of pursuing an extreme agenda. She says, when you consider H.R. 21, which is a bill which they've introduced, it needlessly aims to weaken the Strategic Petroleum Reserve's usefulness as a tool to ensure energy security in America. Granholm said that at a White House briefing. But here's the problem. We don't use our oil to keep the prices low. We mass produce oil to keep the prices low.
Bingo. Absolutely. Well said. That's exactly what it should be. And the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is there to make sure that in case of a national emergency or a war or something like that, we have that oil already there, because some of these countries that don't like us very much, Captain, might decide we're not giving you any more oil if the political situation got to that extreme point.
And I got a bingo out of it, huh?
You got a bingo out of it.
All right. I'll take it. I'll take
bingo.
It. All right. Well, we're getting ready to take our break, bottom of the hour here, halfway through the program. And, oh, by the way, folks, when we come back from this break, we'll be talking about 17 high schools in Virginia that have been withholding National Merit Scholarship Award information from the students that won a scholarship. How do you like that? We're going to get into that and see what the heck is going on there. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A group of Republicans want to reinstate service members fired for refusing the COVID vaccine. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is also pushing to award those soldiers back pay because he claims they were wrongfully terminated. The recently passed defense bill ended the COVID vaccine mandate, but it doesn't address those who were fired for refusing to obey orders. For those who don't want their jobs back, the Cruz-backed bill would change their military paperwork to show that they were honorably discharged. Global economic growth is projected to slow this year. A United Nations report released Wednesday estimates growth will slow to 1.9% this year, a decrease from an estimated 3% in 2022. That's due to Russia's war in Ukraine, continued fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic, and high inflation. The report says it's one of the lowest growth rates in recent decades. Google says the Justice Department's complaint that it's abusing its position in digital advertising is without merit. The tech giant said it would defend itself vigorously against the DOJ's. I'm Lufler.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase. Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
Yep. Yep, and yep, and that's what I drink at night, iced coffee, Constitutional Grounds iced coffee, and give it a try there, theronedwards.com, the website, click on the logo link that's right there for Constitutional Grounds coffee, and give it a try. By the way, you'll save 20% on your order when you go over there, too. It's a little RE20 coupon that goes along with that. All right, well, let's go back to the telephone line, and we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Okay, well, we teased this before we went out. A total of 17 high schools in Virginia have been withholding National Merit Scholarship award information from students and parents on the basis of equity, according to a New York Post op-ed by Virginia's Governor Glenn Youngkin. Now, this current battle going on between equity and merit is affecting the college futures of thousands of high-performing high school students in Virginia. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't care if you're black, if you're white, if you're yellow, if you're green, whatever the hell the color of your skin is, it doesn't matter. If you've earned this because of the scores that you have to get these programs, then you should be able to get it. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all, Captain. And again, this is another aspect of the total racialization of every single aspect of our society. And it's not helping things. It's actually driving people further and further apart. But what you're talking about is the idea of merit, the idea of getting those scores. And to combat this, Governor Youngkin there in Virginia says he's taking action. He's saying he's sending legislation to their assembly to make it mandatory that schools notify parents and students of awards, recognitions, and scholarship opportunities as soon as they know. Because what happened, Captain, is that you've got a lot of these kids who were applying to colleges, and, you know, that is a very, very difficult and many times expensive process to go through, depending on how many colleges you want to apply to. And those recognitions can mean the difference between getting in, maybe getting a scholarship. You know, you don't get the first school that you want. You have to go to, quote unquote, your backup school or something else. And in other words, it does affect the trajectory of these kids' lives. That's not fair to them.
No, it's not. And I don't know really what to say to something like this when people are trying to get folks that, and I understand, okay, sure, there's some black folks and probably some Latinas, dark complexion Latinas and Latinos that have had a rough time of it. But if you don't qualify by the scores that you have to have to get these things, then that doesn't mean they're going to give them to you. They shouldn't do that, because then they're doing away with their own system of merit. And I like that system of merit for the kids that are excelling. And again, I don't care what the color of their skin is, as long as you're doing what needs to be done to get that scholarship and the scores are where they need to be, give it to them.
Well, of course. And, of course, overall, what we want to do is make sure that the opportunity is there for all the people, all the kids, to excel and get a great education. But, Captain, unfortunately, I think you have a lot of people who are in leadership positions that look for things to create animosity, again, to drive people apart. That becomes their own currency. And, unfortunately, I don't think they're really looking for a society that actually does make real changes for opportunity, but they want to be able to play the blame game because it benefits them politically. But who suffers? The people of color, the kids, they suffer greatly because we can't get things to move forward.
Well, here's one for you. And it's taken a while to get here again. Voters now trust Republicans more than they do Democrats by substantial margins on several crucial issues. Now, a brand new Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 53% of likely U.S. voters trust Republicans more to handle immigration better than the Democrats, while 36% say that the Democrats do a better job, which is a difference of, 17 points, and then 11% say that they're just not sure.
Right. Well, of course, I think Republicans are going to score higher on the idea of handling immigration. For one thing, the Democrats, Captain, want you to think there is no immigration problem. And it's a little bit weird as well, because at the same time, they want to tell you that the immigration system is broken and in need of total reform. And that's the only thing that could ever be fine. But they don't really even mean that they really want to reform it. What they want is almost the absence of of any security at the border.
Well, our Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, is directing the state of Florida to address two serious threats to the country that he says should properly be handled by the federal government. Now, first of all, on January the 6th, the governor signed an executive order activating the Florida National Guard and directing state law enforcement agencies to respond to and discourage the alarming influx of migrants landing in the Florida Keys. Again, there was a boat there a couple days ago. 496 people on board. Some of the people jumped off to get there on shore. They were immediately taken into custody, and the boat was immediately taken to a port because it was definitely not unsafe with all those people in it.
Well, exactly, and you know those smugglers or people that the cartels even that bring these people over, they don't care where they drop them off. There's no water, no food, no shelter, no nothing. It's a, here you go. You know, the service to these people as human beings is really something.
And the other thing that's really getting a lot of attention is our governor DeSantis says that he's now asking the Florida legislature to ban the Chinese Communist Party from purchasing any land here in Florida. So we're stepping in, he says, to wherever the government is failing.
Yeah, this is a very, very important problem, and has been, I think, in generally speaking, for a long time. What happens when foreign powers actually can own property and have influence, perhaps undue influence, inside your country, especially if things start going, they don't go so well, let's say, between the two countries?
You think?
Well, right. You know, and again, overall, China wants to exert its influence, I think, in any way that it can. I think the Chinese leadership proceeds from the idea that it's in fact their right to do this, that they are somehow supposed to be the big influence on planet Earth, and that's it. And so whatever whatever means is that's what they want to do.
So Adam Schiff yesterday was fundraising off his ouster from the House Intelligence Committee using his TikTok account.
Right. Isn't that ironic? Yeah.
And what have we told everybody about TikTok? And
Well, of course, and even I think many parts of the government, right? I think even the Congress is now saying don't use TikTok.
Yeah, because it spies on
the Chinese.
Spies on you.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and by doing so, Adam Schiff is just, I think, showing that, number one, I think he's happy as a clam to some degree because he is going to fundraise off this stuff.
And Schiff and Swalwell and Omar have all falsely claimed together that McCarthy cut a deal to remove them during the speaker's race. Kevin made a vow to Breitbart back in 2021 saying that he was going to get these people off the committee back in 2021. To Breitbart had nothing to do with making a deal with anybody.
Well, I don't think so, because objectively, see, this is one of those things. If we could get into the middle here where people can agree on stuff, objectively, Schiff, Omar, and Swalwell should not be within 1,000 miles of that committee.
No.
For obvious reasons.
Right. And the last one, Omar, she's an anti-Semite, number one. Number two, she's not pro-American with most of her statements that she makes. And I believe the woman cares more about the Palestinian Liberation Organization than she does the United States of America. That's just me. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48. Live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Long.
Seger and his Silver Bullet Band. Kyle, coming from Beverly Hills Cops.
That's right, Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Yep.
And, you know, Captain, interesting fact, looks like Glenn Frey was originally supposed to sing that,
right.
But it went to Bob Seger. And, of course, also one of the co-writers on that was none other than Harold Faltermeyer, the composer of the very famous Axel F. theme from the Beverly Hills Cops movie. So a lot going on there.
Speaking of a lot going on, you've had some changes from last hour to this hour with the weather out there by you, especially up to the north of Montana and Utah. Tell us about it.
Well, Captain, up in Montana tonight, we're looking up at these winter storm watches and also winter storm warnings. This is going to encompass also, of course, parts of northern and central Idaho as well. So if you're in Missoula, if you're going on down towards Hamilton, U.S. Highway 93, I believe, you've got that winter storm watch. It's going to reach all over to Helena, up through Great Falls, up through Conrad, and then we're going to have high wind warnings up in northern parts of Montana tonight, and especially if you're on I-94 heading towards Glendive out of Miles City, you got a high wind warning there as well. Again, high wind warnings, winter storm warnings all through central Montana. This is going to go down into western Idaho, down through Idaho Falls, over towards Cody, Wyoming. More high wind watches in Cheyenne, Wyoming, as you head out towards Laramie up I-80. And, of course, the word is wind tonight. We've got all this wind in Southern California, and I can tell you, from experience, the gusts are pretty good in the Orange County area. They could reach up to 75 miles an hour, but out in the high desert, maybe 45, 50 miles an hour as you head up I-15. Also, don't forget about the dense fog advisory in the Central Valley tonight. So be careful out there.
All right, we got some unsettled weather conditions with a lot of wind. Could be some snow or freezing rain starting up at almost any time in North Dakota. Across most of the state and the western part of South Dakota, coming out of Rapid City, you got some freezing rain there on I-90 as you drop down to come across into the lower part of Minnesota. You definitely have a little area of freezing rain in the northern part, central part around Lincoln, Nebraska right now. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you've got a winter storm watch. You've also got some lake effect snow since the last hour to right now on the east side of Lake Michigan on the west shoreline of Michigan itself. And the lake effect system has kicked into play all the way from Cleveland, well, actually almost Toledo, but all the way across, and then it picks up again in Cleveland. It goes across to Erie and goes over towards Buffalo, and it pretty much settles in right there between Buffalo and Ripley, Ripley, New York, rather, on the Pennsylvania line. You got a bunch of snow. We've also got snow in West Virginia and the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania over there coming up by 70, where 70 and 76 come together. And you got plenty of snow in upstate New York, winter storm warning, and lake effect snow from north of the Thruway all the way across from Brewerton to Lake George, into Vermont, into New Hampshire, into Maine. All of Maine is under a winter storm warning right now. You got plenty of snow up there. You got wind coming out of Nova Scotia down the coastline, all the way down towards Jersey. Now, got kind of a unique situation here tonight off Jersey. It looks like as if we have freezing rain right now that's hitting the coastline in New Jersey. So be very, very careful of that. And that freezing rain goes out a ways into the ocean about 25, 30 miles as well with some high gusty winds. And then we've got some winds down here in the Gulf of Mexico. There's been a front that's been pushing across that's going to be up in the panhandle here most of the day, and it could bring some bad weather to that area, which could include tornadoes and or severe thunderstorms. Okay, Kyle, tell us first of all about the Pilot and Flying J, and then tell us how to hear your show.
Well, folks, don't forget, you can go to pilotflyingj.com. It's pilotflyingj.com and find out about all the great amenities for truckers and professional drivers, RVers, and travelers out there. That's pilotflyingj.com. Stop in, get a great cup of coffee, join the My Rewards Plus app. You can download that today at pilotflyingj.com.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kyle. We'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. And let me go right up here to the telephone line and pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello. Whoops, where'd you go? All right, let me come down here. Good morning. Who we got on the line?
Good morning, good morning.
Oh, you're on line two and line one both. Okay, well, whatever. You get around. Okay, how about Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday really disappointed a lot of people by coming out and saying she lied about the COVID vaccines to manipulate the American people and go along with Fauci?
Is there any kind of surprise to you on that one?
Well, I thought she had a little bit more scruples than that, but apparently not.
No, none of them do. So, I mean, we got so manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she writes a book, and I'm sure Fauci's writing a book, and, you know, people are pretty much over all this one now, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they are, but here's the thing. Some people are talking about checking to see if they can prosecute her, and for that I say prosecute her for what? She might have been immune from some of the things she was talking about. I don't know. But what do you think?
Well, you know, I guess it isn't so much that they lie to the American people, but if you lie to an administration, that might be something different. You know, lying in Washington, D.C.
an accepted practice.
Yeah, precisely.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court even said that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I don't know, but it's a shame that we have to see how many lives got destroyed because of her and Dr. Fauci, and they're never going to come back to the way they were because a lot of people lost a lot of money, lost their jobs, lost their houses, lost their families, divorces over this sort of thing, all that sort of stuff. And it just is a shame that you have to take a look now, and you got the people coming out saying, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm so sorry, but I didn't tell you the truth. Please don't hold it against me because I'm writing a book. I'm telling you, tell all what's going on. Oh, please don't. All right, hold that thought. We'll let everybody stew on that while we get ready to come back after the top of the hour news and all that great stuff. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.